A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at KBOO News. You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Aaron J. Bernard.
And I'm Brian Pritchett. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7 o'clock, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, it's Voices from the Edge with host Joanne Hardesty, Progressive Talk Radio from a grassroots perspective. At 9 o'clock, it's Press Watch, the news you are not supposed to know. At 9:30 on Fight the Empire, the truth behind the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr., according to the book, The Plot to Kill King. At 10 o'clock, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it'll be Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 o'clock on Between the Covers, author Otessa Moshfig talks about her critically acclaimed short story collection, Homesick for Another World. And at 11:30, Black Book Talk features interviews and discussions of works by African-American authors. Thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you're not a current member, you can become one right now by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Welcome to News from the Boo, your weekly program about what is going on with your community radio station. I'm your host this evening, Delphine Crescenzo. Today, we talk about community resilience and how we build community health and wealth together with KBOO volunteer and executive director for Morpheus Youth Project, Carlos Chavez. But before we get there, I wanted to let you know about a few events happening in the community that are all benefits for KBOO. So here are opportunities for you to support your community radio station. First, I'd like to mention that next Thursday, April 13th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, KBOO is presenting Radical Ecology Night. And Radical Ecology Night will be the viewing of Weed Eater, a short film with birds and the bees chat. The question here is, how can we heal the earth and save our bees and other species? Radical ecology is the answer. Come watch Weed Eater, a short film on the works and thoughts of the provocative and soul food radical ecologist Nance Clem, and chat with local folks from the Pollinator Collective who can help you understand why our birds and bees are dying and how you can help. Free seeds to every attendees will also be available. Again, that is Radical Ecology Night with the viewing of the film Weed Eater. Next Thursday, April 13th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater that is located at 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. Every other Thursday, KBOO hosts films at the Clinton Street Theater, so be on the lookout for the next opportunity to support KBOO, the Clinton Street Theater, and of course, good films. Also, KBOO is really proud to be hosting Chris Hedges at the Aladdin Theater in a provocative look at the current state of revolt in the United States. That actually would be two events on Friday, May 26th at 7 p.m. and also on Saturday, May 27th at 2 p.m. And the Saturday event will also be joined by local special guest Joe Sacco. Chris Hedges will recount the U.S. continuing history of domestic terrorism while outlining ways for communities to resist before it's too late. The Saturday event with Portland-based award-winning cartoonist and journalist Joe Sacco sets out to take a look at the sacrifice zones, the areas in America that have been offered up for exploitation in the name of profit, progress, and technological advancement. These two events are a benefit for KBOO Community Radio. Again, that is two chances to see Chris Hedges at the Aladdin Theater. That's Friday, May 26th at 7 p.m. and Saturday, May 27th at 2 p.m. Also, the May 27th event will feature special guest Joe Sacco. To find out more information about those events or to purchase your tickets, you can go to ticketfly.com. Community resilience is key, in my opinion. KBOO will celebrate 50 years of community collaboration next year, which means that for 50 years, our community has been able to come together to fund this needed and vital resource in our community. In a time when funds for the things that matter to us the most, like peace and justice, equity, social justice, and community wellness, are becoming more and more scarce, it is more important than ever for us to think about ways to build our community resistance through community resilience. On Monday, I got a chance to sit with folks at Morpheus Youth Project to talk about this topic in the youth space that they are trying to save in East Portland. KBOO volunteer and Morpheus Youth Project volunteer executive director Carlos Chavez and Alex Southworth, volunteer creative arts director, took some time to speak with me about community resilience. Here's Carlos describing the space and the youth who use it.
The space, we're located at Plaza 122 out in East Portland. The kids out in the area here call it the Numbers, everything past 82nd, 122nd and Market, right next to David Douglas High School, right next to Fur Ridge High School. That's a big, you know, part of our youth population. That's actually why we're here, because this Mill Park area has a large percentage of the youth population that we are really targeting. It's the most diverse area. It's a big youth population, and they're very underserved. We wanted to kind of be in the heart of that, which is why we're here in the first place. We've been here at this location for 2 years. We had heard that Mercy Corps Northwest was the owner of this building and that they were wanting to get folks like us in the mix, and we started a conversation with them and ended up here. We've been here for 2 years. Our lease is coming up at the end of May, which is why we're trying to raise money to hang on to the space.
So how do the youth use the space, Alex?
The youth use the space in a variety of ways. So anything from recording music here to using the space as a place to make art. A big one is using the space for breakdancing practice. And finally, they use the space also for screen printing. And it can vary from season to season and different times of year as far as what it's being used for mainly. A good example was recently we did a public art project with some students that created public art on a traffic control box on 122nd and Division. So they met here twice a week to work on their art and to strategize together about the piece. So it really depends. You know, just based on what we're working on. We did a hip hop project last year where we were actively teaching breakdancing, aerosol art, and music recording and production. And so there were kind of all three of those things going on in different areas of the office and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, the youth also, they do a lot of planning here as well. So really this is kind of like our connection to the community. And specifically in terms of youth, and when I'm talking about youth, we're talking about age group, you know, from basically like middle school age all the way up into like early 20s, even up into like 25. That's the population that we work with primarily, is like mainly like high school and just out of high school age. We know now that, stage, you know, a really important time for youth development for young people is from that, you know, adolescent, post-adolescent time frame between, you know, the teen years and you know, up until you're about 25 years old. So our idea is that is a very vital and crucial time for us to be involved with the youth. So that's who I consider youth population. Mm-hmm. So those folks are coming here planning events. A number of the different breakdancing competitions that we've helped to the youth here to organize. They've actually already were in the process of organizing this stuff, and we helped them to land grants, helped them to write grants. They've written them, some of them, themselves, so that they could get this going. New Birth Crew is a local crew that we work with pretty closely. That's really involved in the community and really involved in the breakdancing community. And we've just basically just are providing them with like a support system for them to really be able to do that. So this is a really key space for them to do a lot of the planning and organizing and that sort of stuff. It's a place that other people have been able to come and bring youth to, or for them to be able to organize. We do, I work with the East Portland Neighborhood Office, and we meet here regularly to organize our East Portland Advocates for Youth meetings that we host quarterly, which brings servicers and you know, agencies and youth providers together from the East Portland area so that they can better serve the youth that are in the area. There are Chicano activists that come every other Monday and use the space to organize, about 20, 30 of them that come on a regular basis to do what they do. And so it's a community space.
So what are some of the ways that you feel then the community can step in and support? You have a campaign going on, but you also have this business that you're trying to start with the silkscreen t-shirt printing.
The idea is to have something that's sustainable that we're able to leverage so that we can actually create money of our own. We're able to earn money of our own that allows us to continue to be in this space. That's one of the ways that we're looking to kind of really hang on to this space is through the MYP Printworks. It's hard to say, you know, it's a nonprofit, so it's not really a business, you know, but it's like a business arm of what we're doing mm-hmm. to allow us to bring in the money that we need to pay rent. You know, operating budget is a really difficult thing to land with grants and that sort of thing. It's really competitive to get any kind of like city, county, or state money for stuff like this. Even though folks are saying that, you know, East Portland is where this money needs to go and these different things need to happen and what have you, it's just not coming out here. And we're one of the main youth providers out here. I mean, there's Sun Schools, there's that sort of stuff that's going on, which gets, you know, a certain amount of funding. You've got Rosewood Initiative that's nearby. They've done pretty good, you know, being sustainable. But, you know, we're kind of a new kid in the block here, you know, trying to really, you know, sustain ourselves. But we're doing real work. You know, we're doing some of the work that a lot of folks aren't doing. So the idea is to have something where we're not just with our hand out asking folks for charity. We actually have something in place that allows us to earn the money that's going to allow us to sustain ourselves. So,
yeah, so how would people actually take advantage of getting stuff printed through you?
You can visit our website, morpheusyouth.org/printing, to learn more about our screen printing operation. We do silk screening up to 6 colors. We print in half tones, and we also do vinyl decal cutting and heat transfers. So we can do everything from t-shirts to sports uniforms, any kind of apparel, sweatshirts, hats, things of that nature. And we offer really competitive pricing too, so it's comparable to other screen shops in the area. However, the great thing about going through Morpheus Printworks is that money is then going back into the community and being reinvested with the youth who are learning skills. They're learning how to screen print. They're learning how to make murals, how to make art, and things of that nature. So it's a pretty exciting business, social entrepreneurship avenue for us. And we also think that it could be a great thing for the community and the youth that we serve. Our commitment is to making quality products so that people aren't having to sacrifice, you know, doing an altruistic thing by going through us and then, you know, having a product that they feel isn't up to snub. So we put a lot of time into this business.
So what are some ways that folks can then learn more about what you do, but also if they wanted, there's a fundraiser that's coming up this week and other ways that they can help support if they don't have any plans to get anything printed anytime soon?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple different opportunities. We're going to be doing a variety of different fundraisers. We've got one coming up this Friday at the Lagunitas Tap Room. Lagunitas, the brewery, is sponsoring us, and they have a space that's out in inner Northeast Portland, right near the Moda Center. We've got some breakdancing showcases that are going to take place, like a breakdance cipher that's happening. We've got a DJ Weathers coming through, and B-Boy Merc is going to host that whole segment of what's going on. But it's just a real family-friendly, it's open to everyone. We've got we right now just kicked off an Indiegogo campaign to really try and get a larger operational budget that hopefully will sustain us throughout the year. On that Indiegogo, you'll see a brand new video that our friend Cameron just put together, and our board member Brittany had put together for us. Beautiful video that gives you a clear idea of who Morpheus Youth Project is and the type of work that we do. Who we are really is, you know, an organization who's tapping into the youth demographic that I mentioned to you, providing a support for them to really kind of take ownership of the arts and educational, you know, opportunities that they're having, taking them further, being able to kind of take ownership of the space of their own, being able to take ownership of their own culture and their identity in a real way. Not only the youth here in East Portland, but also the youth that are incarcerated. We're in East Portland because many of the youth that are incarcerated that we're working with are coming from this area.
And some of those voices of the youth can be heard actually on Prison Pipeline on KBOO through McLaren Community Voice. Do you have a show coming up?
Yeah, actually, we got one in May that's coming up. I'm focusing on kind of arts as, you know, as a vehicle for youth to be able to express themselves and you know, I want folks to have a more clear understanding, especially for the youth that are incarcerated. What is it that arts really does for these young people? You know, it is a form of freedom for these young people.
Thank you so much, both of you. To find out more about Morpheus Youth Project and how you can help them save this youth space in East Portland,